Thank you for calling Jim Crawford Construction Company, Inc. Please press 2 for our fax number and address. Please press 3 for the company's directory. Please press...
Enter first name and pound. For help, press star H. Press 1 to select...
Shelley Crawford.
This is Shelley, may I help you?
Hey, Shelley, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, just wanted to follow up with you here as we get closer towards the end of the year to see if you're looking to bring anything on, such as equipment or capital. I had sent out a pre-approval to the business about 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it or not, so I kind of wanted to follow up with you. And
where are you located at?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Yeah, I won't deal with anybody unless they're here local. Last person got $3,000 out of me, and I just don't have time to chase them down when they don't do what they say. So I hate to say it, but unless you're here local, because I'm not going to run to San Diego or something. So I've been having
kind of
a hard time dealing with people. Do you have a Fresno office?
We do not have a Fresno office. Our office is, just in San Diego.
Hold on. Let me see if you said you sent me something.
I sent it in not through email, though. It was through the mail.
Oh, you sent it through the mail?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wouldn't have... if you want to send me something email, it's probably better if you want me to look at it. I might misplace it, unless I'm looking for a loan, and right now I'm not. So in my email, I kind of go through those. But do you have a pen?
Yeah. Yes,
it's Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y.
Uh-huh.
At J. Crawford.
At J. Crawford.
CONST.com.
CONST.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. What was it that you said that happened? Someone took $3,000 from you?
I took a phone call like yours, and I get like hundreds of phone calls, you can't imagine, from you guys a year. Happened to be doing a smaller loan for $50,000, and let's see who it was that I was dealing with. Main Street. It's called, let's see, Main Street Business Capital. And they're not here local. I should have known something was up, everything anyway. They took my first payment, and we agreed on an interest rate. They sent me everything over. And then when it got sent back, finally, after I made the payment, I said, well, why did my payment go up so much? And they said, well, but that was based on $50,000, but we didn't calculate it on $50,000. I said, well, I, of course, have a thing because it goes back to leases. I'm not going to deal with leases with people because stuff just like that. They talked me into doing a lease, and then it wasted so much of my time.
And then
when it was all done and said, it ended up, it was supposed to be 4% interest, ended up being like over 10% interest. But in their mind, it wasn't, because they were calculating on the fifth year the whole payment still having interest on it. I said, I'm not an idiot. I do accounting. And if you think I am, then forget it. And they knew how to scam and send everything over, and they're from out of town. Now, I'm not going to take 5 hours to drive somewhere my time's more valuable, and they know that. So unless I've dealt with somebody and I know them, even when people send me stuff on the email, it does nothing, because...
you're not physically there, and you didn't.
Well, it's not physically there, and I don't even have time to go to small claims for it. It's just, it gets to where if I don't know you, and you're just, I don't know if people are on the up and up anymore.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
It's sad. So that's kind of where I'm at with people. I mean, they just really got me. It wasn't a great amount of money, but it taught me a very big lesson to watch that, even with when you have stuff in writing, one little word on a piece of paper can totally
change everything.
And it said based on a $50,000 lease, but then they said, but we didn't calculate it. It said up to a $50,000. So I assumed it was a $50,000. They said, well, no, but we only calculated it at like $41,000. It was just a con. Because I even talked to the guy on the phone just like you and sat here and calculated it out with him on the phone and said it was off so much money, and it was the first payment. And I went, okay, I agree. We agreed it. And then afterwards he goes, well, but it is 4%. I said, no, it's not. And it turned into a nightmare. The other thing is, do you guys do loans or just leases? Because I'm not interested in leases. Every time I get in fight with people over leases, there's not a time I don't.
No. What we do is they're actual loans. So have you heard of a working capital loan before, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
So That's one of the things that we specialize in. We do working capital and we do equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
And for working capital, it's basically just like very similar to a line of credit, mm-hmm. but it's an unsecured line of credit. So you don't have to put up, you know, your house, car, or anything like that to get the mm-hmm. loan. And for that, we can loan 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of like the gist mm-hmm. of it there.
Okay. I was, before I had my line set up with Caterpillar, and I just didn't, when it was all paid, I had $1 million, and I just paid it off last year, and I've never renewed it. But if you want to send me some stuff on that, you can. But I did contact Caterpillar a couple weeks ago and told them to kind of look at it, because we have millions of dollars of equipment. They just secure our equipment, kind of like you probably do it on our...
Gotcha.
You know, or, but if you want to send me something so I can look at it. What was your first name again?
Yeah, please. My name is Hashem.
Hashem. Okay, if you want to send it to me, like I said, I'm better by dealing with email so I can look at what you're sending me than trying to find something sitting on my desk.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely agree with you. And just FYI, a lot of those, I know what you're talking about when you were telling me that those companies were taking money or, you know, confusing you with the terms and deals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are, just FYI, hundreds of those small little companies out there.
I know, that's why I like to get emails now, because when I get interested, I can look you guys up, because that one I just had a need, and I didn't spend the time to find out it was just a little tiny company with two guys that
exactly
make money just like they did. Yeah, they might have spent some time on the phone, but I told them, you called me, solicited me, and then you told me how I wasted your time. When you even told me, I told you I don't want to sign this because I don't think it's clear. Oh, we'll give you our word that if it doesn't work out, we'll give you your payment back. Well, that was 6 months ago. And people don't stand by their words. They just, people aren't like our company. I mean, our company is I could lose $500,000, and if I give you my word, my dad, my brothers are going to go do whatever. People aren't like that anymore.
Exactly. No, I completely agree, because you know a lot of these companies that you're talking about, you know they're run out of garages?
I think so, and that's why I'm hard on people, but if you talk to me, I'll tell you, send me something, because I will try to look into it to make sure it's a, you know, a bigger national or a substantial company before I start dealing with people. Because I think that this Main Street was, because when I actually looked up and dealt with it, it was the guy I was talking to and his partner. That was the loan people, which we know they're not loan people. They're just running it through their books. I mean, come on, I'm not being mean. You and I are probably not rich, and we're probably just trying to make money like everybody else, and I got caught in the middle. But yeah, send me, I really need to get back to work on my financials, but send me something over, and as soon as I get my financials done, I'll try to look into it and see if maybe we can do some work together.
Sure, absolutely. When I send it over, when do you think would be a good time for me to kind of follow back up with you?
Not for at least a month, to be honest. I'm doing my financials in the next 30 days. I'm going to put my head down, and I'm going to finish them on time this year.
Okay.
And then as soon as they're done, that's another thing. But most people, if they get a good interest rate once my book's in order. So, of course, better information I can give you that I have great credit, the better interest rate I'm going to get. So I'd like to get that done, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, then.
I'll
just go ahead and
then.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you, and you know, you can take a look at our website, customer reviews, whatever you want, and I'll follow back up with you in about a month. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shelley. Appreciate it.
You're
bye-bye.
Based off of, you know, where you